It's been quite a year for me and my family and in our lives. We've had a lot going on. I know I've talked about a lot of the events in the in previous messages, but there have been a lot of willing changes that my family and I have been undergoing. To begin with, I've talked a lot about moving. That was one of the most notable changes that my family and I have taken on. We chose to move, having outgrown our home. I know I've talked about that quite a bit in the past, but that decision came about a little bit unexpectedly. Somewhat, my wife's hobby is to look at houses. I knew it would eventually turn into actually moving, and it certainly happened. It just so happened to be during a unprecedented season for purchasing and selling houses. I don't know about you, but if you are paying attention, the housing market right now is just bonkers, especially here in Fort Collins. It's not a very good time to buy unless you have a bunch of money. Fortunately, we had a house to sell in that same market, but as a result, we've been on a lot of roller coaster rides, looking at houses that we thought would work and that work for us, putting in bids and losing them. There was a lot of disappointment, and that's the point that I wanted to bring up, is that we had made this decision, committed to something, moved forward with it, and had to deal with disappointment, not knowing exactly what was in the cards, but not giving up either. I also, over the past year, have been actively, I would say off and on, looking for a new job. It's something that I've been wanting to do. It's been a long time in the making, but it's been time for me to move along. And I've had, over the past several years and months, or not years, year, good interviews, seems like perfect fits, all the great stuff seemed to have lined up. And again, only to be met with disappointment. And those combinations of disappointments have caused us to really ask the question of why. And only in the past, oh, I would say 2 months or so, have things really become very apparent. Things have clicked into place. We managed to find a home. And the only way that that would have been possible is with God's intervention. We had a backup offer, and the person who had actually won the bid on the house, they could not build a fence that they wanted to because of the HOA. It's one of the only times I've been thankful for an HOA, but anyway. We wound up having a backup offer on this house, not thinking that it would be even close to something that would work out, but it did. In my mind, it was so apparent that God made this thing that had been almost impossible possible. And I'm happy to say that after we returned from the feast, I received an email, some communication from somebody offering an opportunity to take a new job. And that too worked out perfectly. Not only that, but everything else worked out perfectly too. You see, in order to get the house that we wanted, I needed to have a stable job so that we could get a favorable rate from the bankers. It's easy to see how all of those disappointments had led to a positive outcome, having gone through it all. But while we were in the midst of those things, those disappointments were truly discouraging. You see, when we get through events that are difficult, it is important to see how God is working in our lives. And for us, it has been so clearly apparent that God has had His providential hand in our lives. He's present in our lives today, brethren, working things out for our best interest. I know that I offer up some of these examples, which are good news to share. I'm happy to share them. It is certainly brings me joy. But I wanted to talk about it today because sometimes our circumstances are difficult for us to push through. The difficult for us to see how they fit in, and that's when we need to put faith into God's purpose, making sure that we are trusting in His purpose for us. Let's begin in Romans 8, and I'll read verses 28 through 30. This describes God's purpose for us and how he works things out in the most difficult of circumstances. It's a classic scripture, Romans 28 and verse 28 through 30. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, that is you and I. These he also called, whom he called, he also justified, and whom he justified, these he also glorified. This is a scripture that is hard to believe when we are in the thick of it, if we lose faith. But it is true. All things work together for good to those who love God. Sometimes we are in that place where we are asking, why this? Why me? What am I supposed to be learning from this? It can be very difficult to understand why we are going through those things. And sometimes we don't even really need to know why. What we need to trust in, though, is that all things work together for good. But we cannot forget the last part of that clause, and that is that all things work together for good. For whom? For those who love God. And that leads into another component of what is written here. It is not only important for us to love God, proven by our obedience to him, but it is also important to see that he has predestined us for his purpose. It's not our purpose. We may ask ourselves, what is God's purpose? If God is working in our lives, if we do have providence, what is the end of that providence? Certainly, it's not getting the house that you want. It's not getting the job that you want or the car that you want or achieving some physical type of outcome, some kind of preeminence, abundance in measurable ways that are of the world. God's purpose is different. I'll read from Isaiah 43 and verse 7. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him. Yes, I have made him. The purpose in our lives, the end of God's purpose for us, is to be created for his glory. That is what God is working out for us. And that can be applied in two different ways. You see, we have been created to glorify God for his glory. In what we do, how we behave, and how we respond and treat our blessings, we need to glorify God in those things. Certainly in the blessings that I outlined before you, I know for a fact that God has been involved, and I am not shy to share it. The second way to apply this purpose of being created for God's glory is that we have been created to be glorified as he is. We know that we are to be part of God's family, to be glorified members in his family. That is our purpose. That is why we go through the things that we do today. It leads to that end. I'll read from Ephesians 1 and verses 11 through 12. Ephesians 1 and verse 11. This supports what we were just reading before. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. You see, the future role that we have in God's eyes has been predestined. It's already determined. He already sees us as being members in his family. We're already there. You see, he just needs us to go through the process, the struggle, so that all of the events in our lives can perfectly lead us to being glorified in his family, to loving him more and more, to trusting in that salvation of Christ. And it is according to his will that we go through the things that we do. And that's what we trust in, that we will obtain the inheritance of eternal life through Jesus Christ. And so we are on this journey, going through the events, the disappointments, the difficulties and the struggles for this purpose. The ancient Israelites were uncertain of the purpose of why they were going through the wilderness for 40 years. Please turn with me to Deuteronomy. I'll read from chapter 2 and verse 7. Deuteronomy 2, beginning in verse 7. For the Lord your God has blessed you in all the work of your hand. He knows your trudging through this great wilderness. These 40 years, the Lord your God has been with you. You have lacked nothing. Just as ancient Israel was going through the wilderness, struggling in hunger, thirst, and doubt for 40 years, God did not depart from them. He knew what was going on the whole time. He designed it. He designed it for a purpose for them, so that they could be led to glory, just as you and I are. Turn over to Deuteronomy 8, and we'll read verses 2 through 5. Deuteronomy 8 and verse 2. And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and test you and to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. So he humbled you, allowed you to hunger, and fed you with manna which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. Your garments did not wear out on you, nor did your foot swell these 40 years. You should know in your heart that as a man chastens his son, so the Lord God chastens you. Sometimes we don't see exactly why things happen in our lives the way they do, the good things or the bad things. Yet we see this example of struggle for a purpose, so that God would know what was in their hearts. He tested them. All he wanted was them to draw close to him, to trust in him, to have faith in him. You see, we maintain this trust in God. We believe that this is the way of life. This will help us to obtain the providential end of God's blessings, both in this life and the eternal life to come. God will bless us, but he won't do it if we don't glorify him and if we don't honor him, if we don't draw close to him, if we don't keep our priorities right. The point that I want to make today is simply as a reminder in our lives. It is easy to look back on our lives in retrospect to see that everything we've gone through has had to happen so that we could be in the places where we are. Certainly, you and I are all here today, with our relationship with God, hopefully drawing nearer. And all of those things happen with that singular purpose, to draw us closer to him, to glorify him, to lead us to salvation so that we too can be glorified. We are going through our lives to train us in the love of the truth, to become worthy of our own salvation that is promised to us to be in his family. Our past has led God's perfect providence for us to be where we are today, but we need to know that tomorrow's perfect providence is today's struggle. We are living a provident life right now. Are we surrendering to that? Are we trusting in Christ? Are we leaning into the difficulties, knowing that it will lead us to fulfill God's purpose in our lives? Even if we don't understand the details about why things are the way they are today, we will eventually be able to understand with absolute perfect clarity in the future. But for today, we can find comfort that everything is working together for good.